At the top of the program yesterday, the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals in Cincinnati overturned a federal district judge's ruling to grant the state an injunction that halted the proposed Key Wadin-Lansing Casino project. The ruling clears the way for the Sault Ste. Marie Tribe of Chippewa Indians to proceed with its casino project, slated to be built near the Lansing Center downtown. And Lindsay Van Hulley's been covering this story for the Lansing State Journal. She joins us now by phone for a quick update. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I am well, thank you. This ruling from the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals overturned a federal district judge's injunction halting the casino plans. What was the court's reasoning for lifting the injunction?
Essentially, it said the district court in Grand Rapids lacked jurisdiction because it was basing its ruling in part on future events that may never actually happen. The tribe has not yet been, has not yet had land held in trust, the land it purchased near the Lansing Center, held in trust, and that's required by the federal government in order to have any casino built. And so, that's not necessarily a guarantee at this point. And so, the appeals court said, the state certainly has grounds to sue at a later time, but at this point it's a little bit premature.
Mm-hmm. Attorney General Schutte, Governor Snyder, and two other tribes oppose the Lansing Casino project for varying reasons. Has there been any reaction from them?
The opposing tribes, have said, it's off reservation, almost 300 miles, really, Lansing from Sault Ste. Marie. And so, part of that is it's opening the casino potentially in an area that could compete. And also, the tribe really doesn't have the revenue sharing agreements with other tribes that's required under the state compact. And at least that's from the state's position.
Mm-hmm.
The state has said, they certainly could appeal. They've said, they're reviewing their options right now, and it sounds as though they may be interested in waiting to see what happens with the Bay Mills case, a similar case that's now in the Supreme Court.
Does that have any relevance to this, the Bay Mills case, I mean?
They're similar. They're different provisions, but they both sort of deal with a similar question in that, do states have the right to, to halt off-reservation gaming? They have similar could have similar ramifications depending on how it goes.
The ruling, though significant, seems likely to be just one hurdle. What's the Sioux tribe's next move here?
For a while they've been sort of in a holding pattern, waiting to see what was going to happen with the legal process. Now they plan to actually formally apply to the Department of the Interior to actually have that land taken into trust. So that could happen as soon as next month, certainly sometime early 2014.
How many jobs are they projecting the casino could bring to the Lansing area?
At least right now, an estimated 2,200, and of those, 700 would be in construction.
And there's also the special fund planned for scholarships for Lansing High School students. Remind folks of the key details there, please.
They would, set aside essentially a portion of the electronic gaming revenue to create a scholarship, basically, for Lansing High School students.
All right. We continue to keep an eye on it. I have a feeling we'll be keeping an eye on this one for a long, long time.
Lindsay, there's certainly more to come.
Yeah. Lindsay Van Hulley's a reporter for the Lansing State Journal. Thanks, Lindsay.
Thanks very much, Mark.